A proud sponsor of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is AARP Iowa. With over 370,000 members, AARP is helping families with a host of programs, from Fraud Watch to helping build more livable communities. Learn more at aarp.org.
Welcome back to Insight on Business. Grateful that you are along for the ride again today from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is a returning guest to the News Hour. His name is Mitch Henry. He has worked on over 50 campaigns, generally in the state of Iowa. He is a professional campaign person. He has been, in other words, he has been paid to assist many campaigns throughout the state of Iowa. And he is currently heading up something called the Iowa Unity Coalition. What in the heck is that? We're going to turn the microphone over to Mitch Henry, and he'll tell us about that. Mitch, welcome to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you're making time to be with us again today.
Thank you, Michael. I'm glad I'm back.
Yeah, I am too, my friend. Full disclosure: I've known Mitch Henry and his brother Joe for a number of years, and so we are also friends. So, that being said, let's get into this. How did you get started in working on campaigns? I suspect it was first as a volunteer.
Yeah, back in the mid to late 80s. Actually, in the first campaign I worked on as a volunteer was former U.S. Senator Alan Cranston, who was running for President of the United States back in 1984.
That goes back
former
a ways.
Senator from California. So, yeah, it's been a while. Then, in a couple years after that, in 87, 88, I worked in Reverend Jesse Jackson's campaign here in Iowa.
Yep.
Then I got on the rocket ship and later in 1988, and I worked for the Iowa Democratic Party for 4 years, multiple jobs until 92. And actually, I took a break for a few years because I had three little boys needing my attention. And then back in the late 90s, I got back in it hot and heavy and been involved in many local campaigns in Des Moines and Polk County. City council, school board races. And actually, I've worked every city council race in Des Moines in the last 20 plus years.
Wow.
With the exception of this last year, I did not, because I was being the chair of the Iowa Unity Coalition. I got to be a little careful.
Well, we can. Sure. I totally understand. Let's back up just a little bit. You said you worked with the Jesse Jackson campaign, of which I have fond memories, by the way.
Yes.
You must have run into a fellow by the name of John Norris there.
Yeah, John was the campaign manager for that campaign here in Iowa. And actually, the main office was out of Greenfield, Iowa.
Really?
And that was the main office. And because the Reverend pushed to get support in the rural communities in Iowa, which he did well. I mean, he didn't win the caucuses that year. It was his second run. I mean, he ran first time in 84. He didn't come in fourth, but it was, he got 11, 12% of the vote, caucus vote. And that helped in the early states.
I remember that campaign so very well. I was at that time living in Fort Dodge and met Reverend Jackson. And then fast forward about 25 years, I was in Memphis, Tennessee at a meeting and with several people. Reverend Al Sharpton was there among others. And Reverend Jackson came walking into this hotel foyer, and I excused myself from a conversation I was having to walk over and say howdy from Iowa. So, if you've been around on this spinning globe for a while, you've been involved in lots of different things. So, but let's talk about the Iowa Unity Coalition. What the heck is this? You've been active with this for about a year. What is it?
Yeah, it was actually a little over a year. It was back in November of 2020. And then we took a break for a couple months after that because we were into the holidays. And so in January of 2021, that's when we made it formal. We filed our ethics report with the state of Iowa. We opened up our bank account, our Act Blue account, and we started accepting memberships. And so we have over 380 paid members. from 47 Iowa counties, and also in seven states in the District of Columbia.
Really?
So we got a pretty diverse group. Our main goal, our mission statement is to, work with progressive and diverse candidates. And we started that last summer, last fall, where we interviewed and endorsed 21 candidates around the state for local offices, city council and school board races. We also made sizable contributions in several of these races. I mean, where we gave candidates anywhere between $500 and $1,000. We won most of the races that we invested in, 14 of the 21. So we just shy of 70%. I think that's pretty good for the first time out of the gate. So our goal this year is, again, to work with progressive and diverse candidates around the state in these primaries. Then, of course, we'll have the general election in November of this year. So we're already looking at candidates. We're actually going to start interviewing candidates next month. We have a questionnaire that we put out. Then we interviewed the candidate with our membership during our membership meetings.
Got it. So if I'm understanding this correctly, you don't necessarily go out and recruit candidates. Candidates who are announced, then it's up to them to reach out to you?
Yes and no. I say about half the candidates reach out to us, and the other half we reach out to them. I mean, we're not recruiting candidates at this point, but we look for, again, diverse and progressive candidates. So if they fit our mold, we'll submit it. We'll ask them to submit a questionnaire of ours, and we'll review that, score it. If they score high enough on it, we'll ask them to come in for an interview with our membership, and then we'll vote on it.
Got it. And so this is really a statewide campaign. And how many, you're in 47 counties? Is that what you indicated?
Yeah, because this last election, last November, we endorsed candidates, of course, Des Moines, Polk County. We also endorsed candidates in Mason City. We endorsed candidates in Waterloo. We endorsed candidates in Cedar Rapids, Corville, Boone, et cetera.
Got it. We're talking with Mitch Henry, ladies and gentlemen. He is, I suspect, the founder and chairs what is called the Iowa Unity Coalition. Why that name, Mitch?
Well, it's interesting. We actually put that name, formalized that last January. Actually, it was on January 5th. We voted on that name. That's the evening that Democrats won two U.S. Senate races in Georgia. Then, of course, unfortunately, the following day, we had the attempted insurrection in Washington, D.C. So we decided, we voted on Iowa Unity Coalition, and because we are a nonpartisan political action committee. So most of our members are Democrats, many of them progressive activists. But it doesn't mean we're always going to be supporting and endorsing Democratic candidates. Probably in most cases, yes. But so we're independent of the party or parties. So we do our own thing. I mean, we've received probably about 550 individual contributions in 2021. We raised approximately $25,000 for our PAC throughout the year.
We're with Mitch Henry from the Iowa Unity Coalition. So, Mitch, are there other organizations like this in the United States? I mean, this is in Iowa, but I suspect that there are folks doing this kind of work in other places, or have you heard?
I mean, there's other groups with different names. Sure. I mean, different organizations. You know, some may be like a 501c4 or C3, but we're directly involved in the endorsement, and we give PAC contributions. So if you're a 501c3, C4, I mean, you can't do that, legally speaking. So we're doing that. So we are different. We do plan here in the short term to create that 501c4 c3, but it'll be a separate arm that they actually can't mingle. It'll be separate boards, separate actions, separate accounts.
Yeah, you know, this is really an interesting thing. There are so many election criteria out there that you can't intermingle dollars that are raised. So there's a PAC, there's a 501c3, 501c4. And I think a lot of people get a bit confused with all the alphabet soup that's going on there. And but I think many of us are familiar with what a PAC is. It's a political action committee. And
yes.
that you raise money and then distribute to other individuals. So should you put in a 501c3 or 4, what becomes the focus of that? Is that education in a nonprofit stand? Or what do you think?
Well, yeah, actually, exactly. I mean, it's educating voters. And still, you, of course, have to be careful with the, you need to be nonpartisan with
right.
that 501c3, c4. But also, you know, I mean, they can go out there, do the voter registration drives, encourage folks to get out to vote on election day. And again, as you said in the beginning, education is an important thing because we're trying to do a lot of work in the rural areas too. We're just not focused on Des Moines or Cedar Rapids. But I mean, we supported and endorsed candidates this fall in Boone, Iowa. Up in your former neck of the woods, Mason City, we endorsed two school board candidates. And so we like to get out there even more into the rural areas as a nonpartisan group. Because, you know, being a nonpartisan group, I mean, you have a lot of advantages versus just being a partisan PAC.
Right.
I mean, we can get into events and, you know, maybe go to schools or libraries or colleges or universities where if you're a partisan organization, it might be a little harder, difficult to get into.
Got it. Mitch Henry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the Iowa Unity Coalition. With us is Mitch Henry. He is the chair of the Iowa Unity Coalition. We're talking all about his organization that's really not much older than a year and several months old, but yet doing all kinds of things across the state of Iowa. Who makes up the board for the Iowa Unity Coalition? Where do those people come from?
Well, we have 11 board members. And of course, I'm a board member as the chair. We have Swati Dandekar from Cedar Rapids, former state legislator in the House, both in the House and the Senate, and a candidate for U.S. Congress from several years ago out there in Cedar Rapids. But also we have Lucita Donna Thompson's our treasurer here from Herberdale. Also we have Holly Brown. She's our secretary, also from Cedar Rapids. But then the other board members are, we have a school board member, Nathan Gruber from Cedar Falls, Iowa, Blackhawk County. We have Barb Cunningham from Shenandoah area. And she's a retired educator, but a leader with ISCA, Iowa State Education Association. We have other members, board members from other parts of the state. We have Mark Cooper, former president of the South Central Federation of Labor, also on our board and serves as our parliamentarian. So, yeah, we have quite a diverse board. Most of the people on the board are persons of color, 50-50 split, men and women. And in the age, there's a variety in age. We have Alma Puga from Denison, Iowa. They're in West Central Iowa. Young Latina in her 20s. Steve Villataro here in Des Moines, Latino. And Will Sims, also from the Des Moines area, too, with the African-American community. So, yeah, we have a diverse board, and we'll actually be in, electing new board members this next month.
Mitch Henry is with us. Mitch, you've got an event coming up, on Saturday?
Yes. We have a gubernatorial forum plan. With we have a Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Deirdre Jagier. She'll be in to speak with us for an hour. We have three panelists and a moderator will be doing that at our forum between two and three. And between 1 and 3, we have several activities planned. So it starts at 1 and actually ends at 3. Doors open up at 12. It's open to our membership, invited guests, and members of the media. It'll be the United Steelworkers Hall here in Des Moines. That's at 125 Northwest Broadway over there by Firestone. We're expecting good turnout. We're taking the appropriate COVID precautions. Everyone will have to wear a mask. We're providing free K95 masks. for everyone that walks in the door that does not have one or N95. We're also going to be recognizing our candidates that we endorsed last fall at the event. We have Waterloo Mayor Quentin Hart will be our special guest speaker before the 2 o'clock hour. And so, yeah, it'll be a nice event.
And this is going to be live streamed. Do I understand that correctly?
That is correct. It will be live streamed, and anyone can go to our website, Iowa Union Coalition website, and view that. And we also have a chat next to us. So if there's someone who would like to ask a question, if time permits, we'll ask that question.
It's going to be interesting. You have one declared candidate for the gubernatorial race. That would be Deidre DeGere, because Representative Roz Smith dropped out just a couple of weeks ago. So it's going to be an interesting opportunity for Ms. DeGere to reach out to a broad segment of the populace, the voter populace. Are you expecting, because you got your ear to the ground, are you expecting that there might be somebody else that may throw their hat in the ring?
You know, we've actually been speaking with other potential candidates in the last couple of months. Do I expect there might be another candidate here in the near future? Maybe. But I think if that candidate does decide to run, he or she, they should get out there probably as soon as possible, because the I believe the filing deadline is exactly 2 months from today, the 18th of March. So, of course, that requires a lot of organizational skills, because you have to get, I think it's easily over 5,000 signatures on petitions by that third week of March. So that's not an easy task.
No, it's
not. You can't get them all out of Polk County or Cedar Rapids. I mean, you got to work the entire state.
Mitch Henry has been our guest, ladies and gentlemen. We will have links, of course, to their website. I'm just curious, will your event be available to view later, after the event? Are you recording it?
Yeah, I mean, the live stream, we're paying a hefty amount for that live stream. This is Conference Technologies is doing this for us. They're also doing the sound and the staging for the event, which is a pricey number. So yes, it will be available for folks, you know, the day after or a week after or whatever they would like to look at.
So for posterity, the Iowa Unity Coalition Gubernatorial Forum will be available someplace online. And I suspect you'll have it up on your website, or at least links to that. Yeah. All right, Mitch Henry, thanks so very much for spending time with us today. I appreciate learning more about the Iowa Unity Coalition and the stuff that you're doing, as well as moving forward with future events. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it.
Once again, that's the voice of Mitch Henry from the Iowa Unity Coalition. And yes, we will have links to their website up on our radio blog. Well, that's a wrap for today. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby, the voice of the Business News Hour, is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Mitch Henry, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe. Be well. Be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.